Alright. Drum bond and jam pack drum bond. There's four distinct drum bonds that connect to this drum bond. I don't know if we're able to read everything on this sheet. But we will start with one of the, I don't know if you call it a highlight, but one of the main themes or stories that comes up in Kisisa is the Chet HaEgel. So the Ramban, I mean, he's, I don't know if he's the first one, I think he's not the first one, but like is it approaching the Mefarshim and the Rishonim to try to somewhat downplay the idea of the Chet HaEgel. And the Ramban is definitely one of the central Mefarshim in that camp. So he says in Parak Lamed Beis, Pasagalas. Okay, so Asher Yalchu Lifanim. We want to make a God that will walk before us, that will lead before us. We don't know where Moshe Rabbeinu is. So now he's quoting Rashi, the first line and a half. Elokut harbei ivu lehem. I'm not sure if it's Elokut or Elohus, how you say it, cause, but they desired for themselves many gods. Kidem Moshe Ish Asher Halonu Me'eret Mitzrayim, because Moshe Rabbeinu took us out of Mitzrayim. V'haya more lanu haderech na'aleba. And he would teach us the path that we could go in. Lo yad'anu mehayalo. We don't know what happened to him. Atash shuchim le'elokus harbe asher yelchu lefaninu lashon Rashi. So now we need many gods to guide us. V'english shonam l'chuban. But this friend Rashi doesn't really fit in, says Ramban. That doesn't fit together so well. Aval akasuv hazehu machteach la'da'as nachot inyan ha'egel u'machsheves osa. This pasuk that they're saying, we need somebody to lead us, instead of Moshe Rabbeinu, that is the key to understanding properly the Chet HaEgel. Ki biyadua, it's clear, Shloha Yisrael Tzvurim Shem Moshe Hu HaHelokim. They didn't think that Moshe himself was God. V'shu b'kocha osu lehem ha'osu so Moshe he himself was independently doing his miracles in Mitzrayim, he has Mitzrayim. U'matam sheyomro keven shehalach Moshe mimenu na'aseh elokim. Well, what would be the logic? Well, how would it follow? Moshe's gone, so now we need a God. Moshe wasn't a God. You just need Moshe. Vod ki v'perush amru elokim asher yelchu lifaneinu. Also, it doesn't say we want to have a God that we can serve and he'll do favors for us and he'll, vanquish our enemies. He'll be our guide. He's going to be the person leading us. Lo shiyu nosdim lehem chayim ba'olam hazeh ba'olam hazeh. Not looking for somebody who gives life in this world, the next world. They're not looking for a God. Aval hayu mivakshim Moshe acher. They wanted an alternative Moshe. They wanted a new Moshe, Moshe 2.0. Our Moshe shehora lanu haderach Yisrael v'adhena. Shehu hamasaim alpiv, api Hashem biyad Moshe. That Moshe Rabbeinu has been leading us from encampment to encampment, from place to place. Everything's been api Hashem through Moshe's leadership. And the avan mimenu, he's gone. Na'asa lanu Moshe acher. Sheyora haderach lefanin api Hashem biyado. We want to have a new physical leader, not a god, not some sort of deity. We want a physical intermediary to be the one to tell us how we're supposed to be acting in the desert, how we're supposed to go to place to place. We want a new Moshe. Bezetam hizkira Moshe ha'ish asher he'alanu. That's why it says even when they're talking about what they want, Moshe the man is no longer here. So we need another thing to replace him. Lo hakel asher he'alanu. They don't say that the God that took us out of Egypt is gone. Hizkarchu l'ish elokim. They need a man, but a holy man. So therefore they wanted to have some sort of intermediary. This give and take between Moshe and Aaron when Moshe comes down. He says, Aaron, what did you do? What did the people do to you that made you do this egel? You caused the great sin to be upon them. He says, but Moshe told me we should go make a god. And I said, whoever has gold, bring it to me. And we threw it in. We made this image. Aaron said, no, don't be angry. It's not what you think. He's like, no, it's not what you think. It's just that they wanted a god, so we got all their gold and we made a god. What's Aaron's excuse exactly? How is he defending himself? They wanted Mozart, and he did it for them. Why would Moshe not get angry? What could be a greater sin than that? No, Aaron was explaining what I said, says the Ramban. They weren't looking for the egel to be a god that makes people live and kills people. Not looking at it as an actual deity. They want a leader. They want somebody. They want a guide instead of Moshe Rabbeinu. This is Aaron's defense of himself. They're just saying they wanted something to guide them in place of you, Moshe Rabbeinu, etc., etc., etc. Okay, the Ramban continues on in this approach. So the gist of this Ramban is that what was the Chet HaEgel? The Chet HaEgel was that Hashem said you're not supposed to have images. The Chet HaEgel was not that they literally treated this Israel as a god. You know, because it's clear they're trying to replace Moshe, not trying to replace Hashem. So they don't view it as a god. They view it as some sort of intermediary, some sort of guide, some sort of leader. The problem was is that they were influenced by the Egyptians, by the cultures around them, that somehow the way to have, the way to get connected to God is through images, physical representations. And that was the Chet. Hashem said explicitly not to have images, but not that they really viewed it as a god. Okay. Now, that's the first Ramban, okay? Now we gotta go to the Ramban Hasheni. We gotta have the Sira in the Ramban, a little bit of a Sira. That's the Ramban in Parshas Ekev, and Sefer Dvarim, in number 2. Umalsem es orlas livavchem. You'll turn to Hashem, he will do the mila on the foreskin of your heart. I mean, he'll make your heart be sensitive to serving him properly. Shia levavchem pasuach ladat ha'emes. Your hearts will be open to understanding the truth. Lo kasher asisimat hayom. Not the way you've been acting until now. Shalom nasan laHashem lachem lev ladat v'nam neosos naim lishmoa. All these things that in Devarim Moshe Rabbeinu is saying you'll be able to achieve. They haven't had that yet. They haven't had a heart of understanding yet. They haven't had eyes that see yet. They haven't had ears that listen yet. Avartechem lo tikshu od, and you'll get to the point where you'll no longer be stubborn, as opposed to how you've been until now. Shlot you ka avotechem dor soret umore. You shouldn't be like your forefathers who were a rebellious generation of the dor of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Sheyashvu im hamitzrim v'yilamdu masem, because those forefathers dwelled in Egypt and learned from their actions. V'hem kashim la'azov darkam. It's very difficult to leave the habits you've gotten into. Kamo she'asu es ha'egel. Like they made the egel, the karu sham am cheoras, and Moshe Rabbeinu said they're a stubborn people. Shelo yashuvu min hataus shenichnas filiban lachshov sheish toeles beavodat hamalachim otzva shemaim. They should know there's absolutely no benefit in serving idol and serving angels, in serving any sort of heavenly force. About tem tibu betaskilu betaminu ki Hashem elokeichem elokei elokim v'adunei adunei elokei elokim hei malachei mal his name kol tva shemayim shalahem l'mam shabashvalim. Hashem is the master of everything. You'll know that there's no, you don't need any sort of intermediary. You don't need to turn to the heavenly forces to be able to connect to Hashem. It's just directly with Hashem. But the impression you get from the Ramban here is much different than what the Ramban says before in our parsha in Kisitsa. In Kisitsa he says all you're looking for was a leader. Was a physical representation of leadership like Moshe Rabbeinu. And here he's saying, no, they really were led astray by the beliefs of Egypt, and they viewed this lechora, he seems to be saying, they viewed this egel as some sort of actual spiritual entity that had certain kohos and powers that could really do things for them. That's what it seems to me. So we have a little bit of a theory in the Rambans. I have two possible answers. One may be more pshat, but it's less exciting. And one which, I don't know if it's pshat, but it might be more exciting. So first we'll go with the pshat, because what the Ramban himself says, look, Ora may be addressing it. And number three, Vayar Aaron, this is back to Kisisa, we're jumping all around. Jumping around over here. Says, Tam ze'akasuv she'ra osam bira v'chavnim el ha'egel. Now, Aaron helped them build the eagle. Next morning, he sees, you know what, these people are not doing so well. They're going down a slippery slope. V'kamu banam mizbeach. He get up and he built the mizbeach. V'kara chagla Hashem achar. He says, tomorrow, after it was built, tomorrow we're going to have a holiday for Hashem, Hashem Shemayim. Sheyizbichu l'shem hamiyuchar al mizbeach asher banahu l'shmo. They should serve Hashem on this mizbeach. V'lo yivnu heim mizbachos l'boshes p'nehem. They shouldn't build any more altars that will be for the disgrace of their faces, I mean, to be serving idols. V'lo t'yeb kavanasam mizbachim bilti la'Hashem livado. And their intention should just be for Hashem. V'itachin sh'amar machar la'arich lehem. Could be said, let's do this tomorrow. Let's get a little bit more time. Ulai yovo Moshe v'yazu es ha'egel. Maybe Moshe will come and they'll abandon the whole enterprise. And they mishkimu baboker v'yalu los v'yagishu shlem. And they woke up the next morning and they're so excited and they offer these sacrifices. V'lo amar akasav v'yalu lo olos v'yagishu lo shlem. It doesn't say they did it to the egel. V'hainyan medesha hayu bahem. There's some who actually were doing it l'shem shamayim. They just viewed this egel as somehow a leader, but really just to give them the ratzon of Hashem. Hashem is a true only being entity here that has koach. Umehem mashchisim v'zovchim la'egel. But there are some who got disgraced, and they were actually serving this egel. Ba'al amar kadosh baruch hu l'moshe v'yishtachavu lo v'yizbechu lo k'hem achatayim. Okay, so the Rabban's saying, Rashi says this idea, there are different levels of chet in the chet ha'egel. So what I've been saying until now, says the Ramban, that their intention was really not to serve it as a god, That's what the original intention was. That's how they presented it to Aaron. That's how Aaron, in his defense, presented to Moshe. But on the ground, some people actually did do that, but some people didn't. Some people went down this slippery slope and started relating to this Egel as an actual deity, and started serving it proper, not Hashem. Okay, so that could explain why the Ramban says in Sefer Devarim, in Parshas Ekev, that you learned from the Egyptians and you actually related to this Egel as a god. He's referring to the Mius, but the minority, but some people in Am Yisrael actually related to the Egel as a god. But now I have another, I don't know if it's Pshat, but another approach, also with the Ramban, which I think could be the Pshat. Again, what's the question? The Ramban is saying, at least as a whole, the thrust of the Chet HaEgel was to have a leader, a physical representation of leadership, but the true guide slash only being with Koach is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Which is a Chet, but not a Chet of Avodah Zarah. As opposed to the Ramban and Ekev, which gives you the impression that the Egel was actually a Chet of Avodah Zarah. So now another yeshiva based on the Ramban. Ramban number four, final Ramban for today. Ramban number four. Kanochi Hashem Elokecha, the Aseret HaDibros. Right, I'm Hashem. Tzukiy Ad Mitzrayim Livadi. I did it exclusively. Says the Ramban. V'lo nimtza b'kasu b'shum makom sheyavo lashon kina b'shem hanechbad ki im b'inyan avodah zarah bilvad. When it says that Hashem in his name, the Shem HaMiyuchad, the Yud Kei Vav Kei, and Kin'ah and jealousy, those two only come as a pair in regards to Avodah Zarah. Va'amar harav b'mora hanebuchim. The Rambam writes, Shlotim sa b'kol haTorah u'b'kol sifri hanevim lashon charon af, v'lo lashon kas, v'lo lashon kin'ah, el b'inyan Avodah Zarah bilvad. The expressions of anger and kas or kin'ah or jealousy are only said in the context of Avodah Zarah. V'inei, but now the Ramban is asking, b'kedoshei elyon, amongst the holy ones of our people. V'yichar af Hashem b'Moshe. V'yichar, charon, af, seems to be, anger by Moshe. V'yichar af Hashem gam bam v'yilach. Hashem got angry. V'kaosu v'chara api, b'cha u'b'shnei re'echa, ki lo divart n'lai nukhona, ki abdi Iyov. Okay, also in Iyov, the idea of charon. Charon af appears also outside of Avodah Zarah. Aval, so I disagree partially with the Rambam, but partially I accept. Aval v'lashon kina emesu. What the Rambam says that v'lashon of jealousy only appears by Avodah Zarah, that's correct. V'kach amru b'mechilta, that's what it says in Mechilta, b'kina ani niframi Avodah Zarah, aval ani chanin v'rachim v'dvar machir. In regards to everything else, I'm very compassionate. I'm very merciful, as opposed to Avodah Zarah. Also, furthermore, says the Ramban, the idea of jealousy about serving idols only is in the context of the Jewish people, not if the non-Jews serve idols. Why? We are Hashem's special nation that He set aside to be His people. Everybody are His creatures, but we're still going to have a unique relationship with Him. Hashem Rashi Mala. V'ne'im ha'am shalom misharsim panav. But if the people who are serving him turn towards other gods, Hashem is going to be jealous, like if a husband sees his wife hanging out with some other men, he's going to get jealous. It's not true by the other nations. Obviously, it's a sin to serve idols for all nations. But they don't have that unique personal, unique relationship between them as a nation and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, in that context, Avodah Zarah is less of a betrayal. It's a sin, but less of a betrayal. So this framing of the Ramban, that we should view Avodah Zarah as betrayal, first of all, it's very explicit in many of the Sifrei Nevi'im. You get Pascal, you get this idea again and again and again, other Nevi'im as well. But the idea that, it even says somehow the Avodah Zarah of the people was worse than the Avodah Zarah of all the other nations. The question is, does it mean it was literally worse? Or it means, in the context of what was expected of them, it was worse. Because for them, it's a betrayal. But either way, the idea of Am Yisrael as the wife and Hashem as the husband and us serving Avodah Zarah as a betrayal, as an act of adultery, that imagery is explicit in many, many, many different contexts in the Nevi'im. With this in mind, it could be one could explain what the Ramban means in Ekev, that we were serving idols, even if it's not literally idols. Okay, even if it just means reviewing the Egel as a representation that will lead us. But the fact that we didn't have this emuna temima, that we didn't just say to Hashem, Hashem, you are our God, you will guide us. If Moshe Rabbeinu is not here, we're not going to go. You told us just a couple of days earlier, about you shouldn't have any images. So if we were truly connected with you and loved you and valued our relationship with you, we wouldn't have turned to, even if we don't view it as a God. But we should know this is an act of betrayal. If you want to make an image that's somehow not you, and it's not
necessarily avodah zara proper if they're not serving it as a god, but if they're viewing it as something that they want to turn to and be guided by, if it's not a kadosh baruch hu, that could be seen as an act of betrayal. And avodah zara by its nature is an act of betrayal. When the Ramban says in Ekev that we learn from the Egyptians to serve idols, that in the Egel, it could be means literally idols, it's referring to the miut of Am Yisrael, but it could be as a whole, even if it's not avodah zara proper in its most literal sense of serving it as the God who creates life and takes away life, like the Ramban was saying. But still, they view this as an intermediary, which Hashem told them not to have. That is an act of betrayal, which is what avodah zara is all about. But just this image and this feeling of the Ramban to view our relationship with Hashem as one of wife to the husband, I feel like it's informative for how husband and wife should relate to each other and be committed to each other. But also, it's important, just I feel like, for our avodah Hashem in general, that should be what we're striving for. To have this intimate relationship, where if we're turning in other directions, it's not only necessarily a chet, but it could also be somehow like an emotional betrayal, which could hopefully guide us to get closer to it. Okay, I've got it.